8:25 on The Breakfast Club. Great to have your company. Still to come, Brad Hogg, Tyler Wright, World Surfing Champion, if you don't mind, and Cam Smith, the Australian PGA Champion from Royal Pines across the weekend. But turn our attention now to the world of AFL football. The Sydney Swans are back in the swing of a preseason, and Callum Mills is certainly one of the players that will feature prominently in their 2018 season because he's a genuine young talent. We appreciate his company this morning on The Breakfast Club. G'day, Callum.
G'day, guys. Thanks for having me.
No worries, pal. Thanks for being on the program. How's it been so far, the preseason for the Swannies?
Yeah, look, it's been pretty good. The boys just got back yesterday, the whole group. So we've been training with the first of 4 years mostly, and it's been good, actually. It hasn't been too hot up here. It's been raining a bit, which is actually good for preseason. So no complaining here.
No, nice. That's good. A little bit of decent weather certainly helps at the start of the preseason. What about your off-season, and what did that entail for you?
I got away. I went to Samoa, and then not too much really. I just went up and down the coast because kids my age are usually at uni and working full time, so it's pretty hard to get some time off for them. So, just went up and down the coast surfing. So it was good fun.
Well, talk to us about some of those young players that you have been on the track for a while. There's some good reports around how well they're going.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of boys are flying at the moment. Isaac's running incredibly well. There's Ollie Florence that's going well. Will Hayward, the sort of boys that the fans have seen for a little bit, glimpses here and there, have been training really well. So it's exciting now to be back with the whole senior squad. And, we just can't wait to rip in and enjoy preseason.
Do you have to do things differently, Callum, after such a slow start to last year, which ultimately, you know, cost you significantly come the end of the year? Does John Lomai go, you know what, we're going to do things differently to make sure we don't have that slow start for 2018?
Yeah, there's been a few differences here and there, but I think that's mainly just evolving. Because, you know, if you don't change, the game goes faster. So done a few things different this year, and hopefully that helps us for the long run and getting ready for round one. Because as you can see last year, if you're not ready from day dot, it puts some serious pressure on you.
So without sort of giving away too many secrets, can you share some of the things that you are doing differently than last year?
I think it's just a bit more individualised programs, so especially the older boys and people that have come back from surgery. So it's just a bit more individualised. I think that's the main sort of one.
Well, you talk about, you know, that slow start to the season and the impact that it had on your finish last year. But you certainly had a great finish to the season. You're running red hot. Does that kind of have an influence on this season for you? Do you reflect on that and think you've kind of got some momentum?
No, we haven't talked about it at the moment since we've got back. But, I'm sure the boys take confidence in knowing what our best can be. And I think that's really important going into games, knowing that what we can produce is as good as anyone. So it's just whether or not we bring it on the day, which we sort of found out against the long.
Which was a disappointing end of the season. What ended up being a really positive season after the start, as Whitey mentioned. You played some scintillating football to get yourself back in that position, but to go out like you did in that semi-final, what was that like in the wash-up?
Oh, you're a bit bitter, I guess, because, you know, as I said before, we know what we could have done, and the form we were in was great. But then again, looking in hindsight, if you don't bring it on the day, it's pretty much irrelevant. So credit to Geelong. They came out firing, and that's what you need to do to finals. You can't come in sort of half effort and half focus because you get blown away like we did.
So you just said then that you're bitter. Is it something that does burn deeply in you? Because, as Sherelle said, through that middle part of the year, you were the team that had all the momentum. It looked like you were probably going to be the best team, and then one bad half and it's all over. Do you think about it a lot?
Oh, not really. I think you've kind of got to let it go, and it's a new year and you've got new focuses going in, so you don't think about it too much, but it's always in the back of your mind, knowing what could have been. So, but now we just work on pre-season and what we can control, really. So that's pretty much just running and contributing as much as you can to the team at the moment.
Where do you get better as a footy team? You've been remarkable, the whole football club, for the last pretty much 15 years of being able to be at the top end of the AFL ladder come season's end and contending for premierships. Where do you get better from last year?
There's a few areas, but I think the main thing is just constant improvement. You want to be on that line of progression and not being stagnant, because as soon as you are, the game goes past you extremely fast. So as long as we're improving in all areas, I think that will go a long way to hold us in good stead, I guess.
We've heard so much over the years, over the last couple of decades, I guess, about the culture at the Sydney Swans, the Bloods culture. Is that something that is really strong still? Is that something that's really inbuilt to those young players coming into the club? Is it still as much of a focus as it has been?
Yeah, definitely. I think you ask anyone that's just come into the club and they'll tell you all about it. But no, that's still part of our core and our fundamentals of who we are. So we don't go astray from that, and that's very much still strong.
Callum, one of the stories that I loved throughout the year was the story of Jared and Mark, two of your young fans. I'm sure people listening would remember this. The young boys, one's blind, the other was commentating the games for him. They've actually just headed over to the Laureus Best Sporting Moment of the Year. They came runners-up to that, to the Brazilian footy team that was involved in that horrific plane crash. This is a story that really resonated right around the world, and I'm just interested if that's something that kind of hit the mark with the players in the playing group as well. Is that something that you guys knew about and were excited about?
Yeah, Jared and Mark. Story is incredible. They came into training, our social media team tracked them down and got them into training for a day, and they shared their story, and it's remarkable what Jared did for Mark that day, and the whole club was behind them with trying to share their story out there so they could try win the best sporting moment, or however they came up a little bit short. But no, it's an incredible story, and one that really motivated the boys, and they're special things in sport that you don't really get anywhere else, I guess. So they're two great kids with a great story.
It was a great story, but tough to compete with the numbers of Brazil and football across the world to win that. But it was a terrific effort by your social media team, as you say, Callum, to get that story out there and make it known, because it is absolutely brilliant. What about for you? Last season, 2017, not last year, last season still, you played the 24 games. You played the 22 in your first year. You won the Rising Star. You're a high-focus player for Sydney because of your Rising Star status. How did you find year two v year one in your career?
Yeah, it was good. Obviously, it gets tougher and tougher as the more you play, but it was good. I really enjoyed it. I learned plenty of things, which is the main thing, and now that's behind me, I'm really looking forward to year three. Time flies pretty fast, actually.
It does, and it'll be over before you know it, so make the most of it, as the great John Kennedy always says. Do you think you'll get more attention from opposition teams because you are becoming such a prominent part of the Sydney lineup?
Oh, I'm not sure. It kind of helps that we've got superstars all through the back line, which is pretty handy for myself. But, I'm not sure. I'll play my role in the team, and whatever happens throughout the season happens. But I'm just really looking forward to footy starting.
Callum Mills from the Swans has joined us on the Breakfast Club on a Wednesday morning. Who have you tacked on to? Jared McVeigh is a player that I've always admired for the way he's been able to go about his business, reinvent himself like he has in the last couple of years as a dashing defender. There's some suggestion that he might retire mid-year, but all of a sudden he's back there for another year. Is he a guy that you'd sort of tap into to get experience?
Yeah, absolutely. He's mentally strong, as you can sort of tell. You to reinvigorate yourself like he did mid-part through the year was no surprise to any of the club, but it just sort of shows you how good of a player he is, good of a leader, and that's someone that I've definitely learned a lot of things off, and will continue this year. So,
and before we let you go, what's the worst part of pre-season for you? What do you hate the most?
Oh, what do I hate the most? Obviously, the running, because you run around in circles, really. it'd be nice if it was a track, but the fact that you run around in circles is a bit baffling. But other than that, I can't complain too much, to be honest.
You've kept Dane Rampey away from the chains across the road?
Yeah, I have. There's a big danger tape sign there, so I'm sure he won't go anywhere near it.
Well, keep him away from it, and keep everyone else away from it as well. You need a full lineup ready for round one next year. Good on you, Callum. Great to chat to you, mate. We appreciate your time, and good luck for the rest of the preseason.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.